We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Show to camera, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by the casino at Delaware Park, which is open with limited hours for slot machine gaming only. Visit DelawarePark.com for details. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. You must be 21 to play. Today's question, how do you think the Phils will finish the 2020 season? We've broken this up into three parts. A, above 500. B, at 500. C, below 500. A lot of people think the Phillies are still just a 500 club. Now, that could be going, 31 and 29 or 29 and 31. But how do you think the Phils finish above 500, at 500, below 500? Yeah, I mean, it is a very hard schedule. I mean, while it's nice to get, the Marlins, it is not particularly nice to have to face the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Rays, the Braves, and the Nationals. And that doesn't even touch on the Mets, who should be, pretty good as well. Look, 215-592-9494. We're also up ahead here. We'll get to some of the news from the New England Patriots yesterday, including their signing of Cam Newton. Let's go to the phones. Talk to Ron, who's with us in Monco. What's up, Ron?
Big Coin. Welcome back.
Thanks, buddy.
How you doing, man?
Fantastic.
I thought about this question. I really couldn't care because I think what you're going to see is everybody is crazy about baseball coming back. You're going to see the worst baseball you've ever seen in your life. These guys are at the point where they'd rather just mail it in.
I don't agree with you on that. Why do you feel that way?
I didn't think you would, Joe.
Well, why do you think they want to? Hold on, Ron. Why do you think they want to, quote, mail it in?
Well, most of them are already paid, Joe. Okay, and if they don't show up, they don't get paid. Okay, but if they show up, and the league calls it, they get paid. Okay, so that's simple stuff there, Joe. You know what I mean?
You're implying that they're going to have limited effort? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I don't know, man.
You're going to see, we'll see, Joe, but I think you're going to see the worst baseball you've ever seen in your life. And if this happens with football, you're going to say the same thing in football. It's human nature, man. These guys are paid now, okay? It's not like these guys got part-time jobs after the season's over back in the day, Joe.
Well, what do you mean when you keep saying they got paid now? What do you mean by they got paid now?
I just explained it to you, Joe. If the league calls it, they get paid. Okay? If they refuse to show up, they don't get paid.
And you think as a result...
Where am I losing you?
Well, you're losing me with your assumption that they're not going to try their hardest. I don't understand.
Well, we're going to see. We're going to see. I'm going to tell you. This is what I think.
I just can't imagine it, Ron.
But here's where the Phillies, what's going to help the Phillies, okay? Oh. What's going to help the Phillies is because it's 60 games, your catch is going to be to catch almost every game. He's going to get a break here and there. You're going to see less of their backup.
Okay, I don't know about that because you might have more day games. We still got to find out the actual schedule. Ron, give me a great college movie.
You stole both of them. They're both taken.
All right,
so I'm out.
So you're like a baseball player. You're giving up. All right, Ron.
I don't see that happening.
Come on.
If I'm a pro baseball player, I am even more excited,
dude,
than I am as a fan. Like, this is your finally you get a chance to go out there and play the thing that. I mean, the thing
that you've always loved the most
in the world.
I mean, think of it this way. Just to use the Phillies roster as an example, Nola and Bryce Harper have long-term deals, so does Wheeler. Real Muto, now look, he's a great player because he's a great player. He's a hard worker, he's a great player, but he's in a contract year. You got Didi in a contract year. Like, these guys aren't going to want to roll over. You got a whole bunch of bullpen guys that are basically fighting for their existence in the sport. You got Adam Haseley, who this is the first time he'll be up for the opening day, trying to prove that he can be a starter in Major League Baseball.
You got to remember, the most part, this is a group of, men that, like, they can't even play Scrabble together. Because they'll get in fights. I mean, like, knockdown, drag out brawls over whether jihad is acceptable as a word. Believe me, I've been there. you cannot expect these guys. They are the most severe competitors on the planet, that's what got them where they are.
Right.
Yeah. They're chopping at the bit. They're getting ready to be released from the gate, and they are going to hit the ground running. They're going to be trying their damnedest.
Hoskins wants to bounce back. He doesn't want to, hit below 200 again for 60 games or whatever.
He's got so much to prove.
He's got a ton to prove. All right, John, speaking of to prove, let's get to some of the news yesterday. New England Patriots in the news for two different reasons. The timing of it all seemed fishy to me.
Wow.
That was a little annoying. But let's start with the signing of Cam Newton. John, they sign Cam.
It's not even fishy. It's just flat out, we know what they're doing.
Yeah, totally. All right, John, they signed Cam Newton. What's your reaction when you hear the news that Cam Newton is a New England Patriot?
They are going to use him, I think, whether he wins that starting job or not. I expect him to win the starting job, first of all. People say, hey, he's got the foot problem, and that's going to limit him, and that's why teams are so afraid to sign him. Cam Newton, we're talking about guys who have something to prove. Man, Cam Newton is a former MVP of this league who just signed for the veteran minimum, and no one was inviting him to try out even in most cases. So this is scary for me. Like, my reaction was, again, the Patriots seem to get one over on the league. This makes them better. This was the biggest question mark for that team. Course, they have all these pieces, but they don't have a quarterback. And Jared Stidham, you really like him. Now you got Cam Newton. And think about this. That we know Bill Belichick is one of those who zigs when everyone zags, right?
Of course.
We've been saying it for a long time. The power run game is coming back. The Patriots have already shown indications that they are willing to go that route. They are one of the few people who has, they got that Devlin guy playing fullback, and they play him a lot, and he was injured last year. Now you've got all these great running backs. You've got a fullback. You've got people who can tote that thing. Now you got a quarterback who can do it too. I mean, they're going to be lining up against dime looks left and right, because that's everyone's base now, and they're going to run quarterback powers and read option stuff and just grind people out. This is scary.
It's gonna
for
be
the
fun. It's going to be fun to watch.
I
see how it works. It's almost like an experiment.
Well, yeah, and I think it's going to work. That's what drives me nuts.
By the way, so do the odds makers, because the Patriots' odds yesterday jumped to win the Super Bowl from 25-1 to 20-1, which,
wow.
And remember, they have a really good defense, and they got Bill Belichick. So, no, look, I'm not a huge Cam Newton fan, but obviously this makes them better. It's an incentive-laden contract. He may have been waiting for this the whole time. I mean, to me, two things stand out. One, they probably wanted to really get more intel on his foot and deeper into the offseason so he could be more healed and they can make an evaluation based on a more healed foot. So, okay, good for them there. And then I would strongly suspect, was waiting for basically the Patriots. I mean, after the other teams, the musical chairs stopped and the Chargers had their guy and the Colts, and they're trying to figure this out. Like, there was only a couple teams. Once the merry-go-round stopped, there was like one team left without a legitimate quarterback. I'm sure he wanted to go there the whole time. And so it matches up. It's pretty interesting. Now, it happens, John, on the same day that the New England Patriots also lose a third-round draft pick and are fined $1.1 million, stemming from, if you remember, that their video production company from a game last year taping the sideline of an opponent.
Oh, but it was accidental.
Was it? So here's the thing. The NFL. See, here's the thing. It either was accidental or was not accidental. If it was not accidental, they should have lost 27 first round picks. If it was accidental, then I guess you lose a third round pick. So the NFL, it seems, John, believes that the New England Patriots, it was actually accidental. Do you believe that the league is right?
No.
I don't think anybody does.
Hey, there's a big thing that happened with the owner, too, that sort of...
Boy, you're not kidding.
...vanished. This is more of the same as it pertains to New England.
Unbelievable stuff. Let's go to Nick in Mullica Hill. What's up, Nick?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing well, Nick.
Good, buddy.
So, John, on a side note, James Devlin actually retired, but I don't think that's going to be a big deal.
Did he really? Oh,
yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. Well, that goes out the window. They can still run the ball.
They'll have a fullback. I mean, that's
You know, they'll find somebody.
They'll make someone an H-back.
And then he'll end up being like the MVP of the Super Bowl. So.
Yeah.
But Joe, I don't think the Phillies are going to be as good as you think. I mean, I'm scared about this team because I feel like they have more holes than I think what you think. And I don't know.
Biggest hole is the fifth starter. What, in your opinion, is otherwise the biggest hole?
I should say holes. I should probably say question marks.
Okay.
Because you don't really know what you're getting in DD yet. Who's going to play third base? Is Segura skinny enough to play third base? Adam Hazley's a question mark in center field. McCutcheon's coming off an ACL, and he's older. So,
wait, what do you mean is Segura skinny enough to play third base?
I was making a joke. Remember he, like, lost, like, 45 pounds? He, like, stopped drinking because he said he wants to play third base.
Yeah, he's in great shape. Yeah, I got it. He's gonna do well. I mean, defensively playing third, it's gonna be an upgrade. Yeah,
Nick, give me a great college movie.
All right, I'm gonna go out on a limb here. Rudy.
Oh wow, sure.
Yeah, really good one.
See, that's the thing when you go to college sports, that opens. I hadn't even thought of that. Yeah, Rudy's a good answer.
Hey, New England brought in a fullback, by the way.
Yeah,
Dan Vitale.
Not Dick Vitale.
From Northwestern. He's actually listed as a fullback.
Okay.
What a unique concept.
How about that? Do you guys know, James John, do you guys know that Dick Vitale at one time was the head coach of the Detroit Pistons?
Yeah, of course.
A lot of people don't know
that.
John, did you know that? Dickie V, baby! P.T. Pierre! He was on the sidelines screaming at it, whoever played for the Pistons before Isaiah.
I always figured he was a coach, but I didn't know that specifically.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that.
Yeah.
Way back in the day. 215-592-9494. Up ahead, something this weekend related to the Sixers that I think really helps their chances out. What it is, we'll tell you next. Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.